This is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. As you can see, it's pretty chilly right now. Poor little Mario, look at him shivering away. We are in the middle of a desert in the Sandy Kingdom, or the Sand Kingdom. But it's not the type of desert that you would expect to be in, considering as it's completely frozen. So I did end the last episode saying that I was going to explore a bit more before heading to where I need to go. But you know what? I think I'd rather go there first, because I reckon I'm going to do something to allow it to heat up at least a little bit. And I'd rather do that first before I explore. Oh, what's this thing? We have a thing down here. It's Jaxi. How are you doing? I'm what you call a Jaxi. You want a ride? It'll be 30 coins. What do you say? Oh, okay. Oh, is this the thing that teleports me to the checkpoints? So, what are you doing? Some sightseeing? You gotta check out the inverted pyramid. Controls are a snap. B to brake or ZL to dismount. I'll take off as soon as you're strapped in, but watch yourself, I go quick. Okay then, I guess this is a more entertaining way to travel. Right, we are off. We are off. He did not lie about setting up quick. Look at him go. He's going crazy, so I can't jump or anything. Let's go for a little bit of a loop around here just to make the most. I want to get my money's worth. I spent a whole load of coins on this. Ooh. You don't think I can smash through some of the ice, do you? Oh, there's another moon up there. Let's see if we can smash through any of those bigger ice cubes. Because if we could, that could be very useful. And no, nope. Sadly, we cannot smash through them. So there was a giant hole in the desert. You see this pyramid? We lifted it up in the last episode. And so I think we should be able to head inside. This is me breaking, by the way. I mean, his front legs break, but his back legs seem to be trying to go as fast as ever. Right, let's just get off this thing. Let's jump off. Right, Jinx, you were great. Oh, no, I've fallen in. Oh, I didn't mean to go in yet. No! Okay, I assume I meant to go down there anyway. That was a little bit overdramatic. And, well, where are we? What is this place? Underground temple, cold as ever by the looks of things, but looks like we have some good old-fashioned platforming to do. Oh, right, I know what these things do. These things make a load of fire come out, so let's be really careful. I'm going to be careful slipping on the ice and jump over it there. By the way, there's a cool move. I don't know if this is going to be the best time to do it. Maybe we should go up here because it's a bit slippy, but there's a move that you can do. I was looking for all the different moves that there are, like, available to you, and you can throw out the hat. Leave the hat there and then, like, bounce off the hat. Isn't that cool? Also, backflips as well. I think you do this to do a backflip to jump up really high. You can do, like, side flips as well. I think you've got to... Okay, it's a bit hard to do on the ice, but there are a bunch of whoops, steady on. Really cool other moves that you can do. So if you did do what I did... And oh, I've become a Goomba. I have become a Goomba. So if you did do what I did... they don't slip on the ice. Then, and skipped through, like, all of the tutorial stuff. Maybe go back to it, because it's actually really handy to know that stuff. But anyway, we need to break this thing open first. Oh, sadly, I did take out the Goomba in the process, but those Goombas are going to be really helpful, because I am anything but... anything but steady going around in it. Well, no, I am anything but steady. I confused myself there. What was I saying? Doesn't matter. Anyway, we have another Goomba here. We can go and take control of it. And then we can kind of wander around in relative safety, seeing as I'm a Goomba. Pretty slow, though. They aren't the speediest things in the world. I can kind of dash them in. Whoa! There's like a stack of them. Do you think I could... Can I join the stack? Nope, I cannot join the stack. Or do you reckon if I get up the top up there as a Goomba, do you reckon I can then join? Maybe that's what I need to do. But first, I want to go and try and gather up some of these things. So let's go and throw Cappy into here. And hopefully, it's going to... Oh, no, wrong button! Well, the right button, but I was crouching at the same time. And no, don't take away my coins! Not my precious coins! Ironically, I failed while trying to get more coins and ended up losing my coins, which is a little bit disappointing. But we are not far away at all. So I think all of the bonuses and stuff I got, that should stay. So we can skip out from that. And head straight up here. And now let's be really steady. Throw the cap. And where's it going to go? Okay, so that got all the way to that one there. That fire didn't seem to really do very much. Oh, but it set off the next fire. I really want to get the next coins. I think I need to throw it to this one here. Oh, no, not that one. That one there. And that's going to start me gathering up the rest of the coins. It's going to set a few explosions going as well. How do I get up here then? Oh, there's some hidden coins that I can grab here. I think only like a single one on each one. Not the most useful thing in the world. What's the deal with the Goomba stack then? Can I get it? Yeah, and oh look, there's a moon up there as well. But I have no idea Oh, can I be the stack? Ah, I can become the top one on the stack. Jolly good. Right, and now I can go in. Look at this, it's ridiculous. Look at them dancing around. So now what do I need to do? So, they can jump. There is, like, another area up there. I don't know how I'm going to get that, but I need to be really fast here because I'm going to lose my Goombas quick. And I need to jump. Oh, no, jump. Jump. Can I not? I can't reach it. I can't reach. Oh, no. And then I ended up falling down. Oh, that was bad. I wasn't able to get that moon. Let's just get out of it. Let's just get out of it. If we can, I'm being chased down by the Goombas. Oh, okay. I was just about able to avoid that fire there. I don't know what I was supposed to do there. Maybe I was supposed to kind of go back as Mario and then jump up really quickly somehow. And, oh, was I supposed to go over here with the stack? I think I was. I think I'm supposed to go over there with the stack to get those bonus things. Well, I know that I have already missed out a bunch of the bonus items. So we are not going to worry too much about collecting absolutely everything. But yeah, let's go and make our way over. Oh, no, steady. I was trying to do a long jump there, but I accidentally just nearly rolled off the edge. Luckily, I messed up doing what I intended to do, and that ended up saving my life. And oh, this guy's going to set up the fire. I guess I need to take control of that guy, so I need him to avoid it. And what's he wearing? What's he got on his head? Is he wearing something? I don't know what he was wearing then. Oh, I'm getting pretty hurt here. I've only got one heart left, so it'd be great to get another heart. But there we go. I was able to take control of this guy. I know he's got a light on. This guy's, he's got like a little flashlight on the front. It kind of makes it a little bit easier to guide. Oh, he's going to blow up here though. Right, let's chill out there for a little bit. And I need to make sure I don't miss this hat throw. If I shake the controller, I should look on. And there we go. And now I need to dodge through all of these. And I got to be quite quick because otherwise this guy's going to blow up. And there we go. No problems whatsoever. Have I made it through the whole of the underground temple? Or do I have more places to go? Oh, by the way, with that little hat throwing thing, I saw a gif online where you can kind of like throw it and then jump and then throw it and jump again, and like you can do it against walls to get up really high and skip out areas and stuff. It looks really cool. And oh, what's this? There's like a little coin slot that I'm hiding in. Whoa! Didn't mean to go like that. Let me practice this old long jump. I keep mucking up the long jump for some reason. I keep rolling by accident. How did I do it? You're supposed to like crouch and then jump. Crouch and jump. Oh, I'm not doing the... I forgot how to do the long jump. Okay, it doesn't matter. Hopefully, I'm not going to need to do any long jumping anytime soon. But oh, where am I? Where am I supposed to go? Okay, I've got to take over this guy here. Hopefully, this isn't going to be a boss battle. It kind of looks like it is, but I haven't got many hearts. I've only got one heart right now. So if it is a boss battle, hopefully, it's not going to be too much of a difficult one. This has to be a boss battle. They would never have a giant ring like this without a boss battle for me to face. I just really wish I was able to get some of my hearts up before I went into it. The chances of me doing this first time are pretty slim.
Where? Ring. Go.
Well, this seems to be a bit more of a formidable boss. And oh, what's this down here? There's something under the Oh, did it get me? It didn't hit me. Oh, no, it hurt itself, I think. Oh, there's like a jewel on its back. Can you see that? How do I... Oh, do I need to take... Oh, can I take over... I can take over the hands and then make it punch itself. And oh, I missed it because of this. And there we go. That'll teach you. It's going to be coming back, though. Oh, and here's a heart. Here's a heart. Okay, jolly good. Very, very much so needed. And it looks like there's a few more hidden around the place as well. I did not want to try and take them over yet. They seem to be moving way, way, way too quickly. So let's wait until they're... Oh, no, there we go. And can I jump? I want to know why... what those jewels are on the top of it are about. But I guess I just need to get it to hurt itself. So do I need to get it to hit the ice? Is that what I need to do? Ah, okay. I needed to get it to hit the ice, and then that's what hurts it. And now I can take control of it. So it seems to be the jewel is the thing that I take over. But this is kind of the tricky part because it's kind of a little bit relentless with throwing all of those things down, which makes it a little bit tricky. But let's just go and... And try and get over here as fast as we can. And maybe try and get this other heart out here. It's just really hard to move on the ice. Just because you're slipping all over the place. It makes it far from an easy thing to do. But there we go. That was perfect. I was able to dodge through them with no problem whatsoever. And is the heart free? Yes, the heart is free. So that's back to two hearts. Still not... Still not amazing, but better than nothing! So I really, like, it's just so hard on this ice, but I need to be on the ice, because that's where he comes from. And there's two bits of ice. Oh, no! Is he going to clap me? I think he's going to clap me. He tried to clap me. Don't try to clap me. Do not try to clap me! This is terrifying! This guy's absolutely enormous. And terrifying. I don't know. Oh, the ice is dropping down. The ice is dropping down. I need to go. I really need to go. This is good, actually. It's kind of given me more, like, ice to kind of try and get it to smash on. So that's one of them hurt. There we go. I was able to jump on this, and I need to go really, really fast. Apparently, if I shake the controller as well, I can go quick. And there we go. I hit him in the face. Is that it? Is he done? Is he out? Ooh, he's got a multi moon inside of his hat. I only just saw that. And there it is. It is now my mighty moon. That was intense. I'm kind of glad I went in with only one heart, because if I had loads of heart left, that wouldn't have been as intense as it was. But that was my back against the wall on that entire battle, though. And I was able to come out victorious with, of course, the valiant help from Cappy as well, who was by my side the entire time. And I got a multi moon hole in the desert. I just need to find a way to make it hotter, because it was cold when I arrived and then it got colder, and I just really want to get the desert back to being a hot desert, but sadly, it looks like it's still pretty cold. Well, there's still ice cubes. Oh no, wait a minute. Phew, it's hot now, but I don't suppose that's what we're trying to accomplish. If we keep up this pace, we'll catch Bowser in no time. Do I have enough moons? Do we have enough power moons to reach the next kingdom? If you want to check, put me on the globe. I think I can kind of just look at the globe. Oh no, I need two more. I can just see in the top left corner anyway. So I don't have enough, but I don't want to leave anyway because there's so much stuff that I haven't explored. Let me just quickly, because it's annoying me, see how to do the long jump again, because I completely forgot. But yeah, this is what you do. Go to like basic actions and it shows you like all of the different things you can do. There's one thing left, one mystery that I don't know how to do, but where's the old long jump? Oh yeah, dive as well. So I can press Y in midair to dive, which is quite cool. While running, press, I think I was doing it right. Oh no, I wasn't pressing jump. That's what I was doing. I was pressing the Cappy button. Okay, I was just being a complete idiot. That's all it was. But if I do this, I can... I can like dive apparently, or do this, or I don't know how to do it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Toad's here. Well, a Toad is here. Hint Toad. Hi, Mario. To help our Princess Peach, I'm doing a survey of Power Moon locations. Having trouble finding Power Moons? I can help you out for 50 coins. Wanna buy a hint? Nah, I'll find them myself. All right, see you later. What's this little guy? Hello, Uncle Amiibo.
Hey, kiddo, I'm Uncle Amiibo. Pleased to make your acquaintance and all that. Hey, you got any Amiibo? If you happen to have some, put them to work. They're good at finding any stray power moons. And here's the kicker. Depending on the Amiibo you use, you might get a little bonus costume too. You want to tap an Amiibo?
No, I don't have any Amiibo.
If you ever want to use Amiibo, you should just...
Yeah, I don't have any Amiibo. Should I get any Amiibo? I got loads of Skylanders. I got loads of Disney Infinity toys. And not much room on my shelf. I was trying to avoid... Like, I avoided Lego Dimensions. And I avoided Amiibo. And I kind of feel better for it. So I don't know if I am going to get any Amiibo. But if it makes the game way better, I might do. I just don't like the idea of you having to buy a toy just to get bonus stuff in the game. What's this? Ah, so that's how I call for Jaxie. That's going to be a faster way to get around. To be fair, this world doesn't seem too big to kind of wander around by myself. Obviously, it's faster, but I got to pay, and I don't like paying. right then, there's got to be a moon here somewhere. Oh, do you think I need to try and get that bird? There might be maybe there's a moon like up high above me somewhere. I can't see it, but it's a very blue sky. Or is that bird going to come past me here? I was hoping that it would, but it looks like it's kind of wandered off. So let's just go and have a look around. Well, we got the checkpoint here for the desert oasis. Let's do a quick ground pound here to get... Oh, a moon! There's a moon! Just hiding under the sand. Where the birds gather. I need one more. I need one more. You're just doing some fishing, are we? Well, there looks like there's some things down here. How do I swim under the water? Oh, can I swim under the water? If I kind of jump, I kind of do it that way. I can ground pound to kind of get under the water, did the trick. Okay, well, I got one of the moons from there. There's got to be something with that bird, though. Let's read what this sign says and see if it helps me out a little bit. Cap jump. Ah, this is what I was just talking about. Hold down Y after throwing your cap. Will spin in place for a while. Run onto the cap and you'll take a big bounce of it. Ah, so I don't even need to jump into it. I can just throw it like that and then run into it and... right onto the cactus to prickle my bum. All right, let's try this again. Maybe with it a little bit closer and perfect. Did you see that, by the way? Look under the sand. There's like sand creatures. These things exist in real life, by the way, if you haven't seen them before. How do I get... Come on, let me... Does it not do anything? That's not like a shadow, is it? No, there's like creatures under the sand, which I don't seem to be able to do anything with. Pretty bizarre them just kind of wandering around like that there, though. Where's the old birdie? Oh, the bird's gone all the way over there now? Am I supposed to, like, chase after it and try and catch it or something? It's just going absolutely everywhere. Let's roll. Oh, no. That was a long jump. Let's roll our way down these sand dunes, though. And let's try and work out what's going on with this thing here. I can see a moon. There's a moon on the top of that. Oh, get the bird. Can I get the bird? Oh, no. I found the goob. I was too excited to get the bird. I hope I can capture the bird and take it over. Oh, no. I'm all the way back here. I just came from over here. Let me just go and cut ahead until I've arrived back over there again. Okay, it didn't take long for me to get back. And oh, are these my coins? Ah, I might be able to pick up some of the coins that I dropped. I don't want to just fall straight back in again, though. So let's be very careful. And what are you doing down here, little fellow? What's he going to say? Don't touch that stuff. Well, where was that advice 5 seconds ago? Maybe you can ride something across it. Do I need to get this eagle then? Is that what's happening here? Right, I'm not going to jump forward this time. I'm just going to stand here. And as it comes past, go. I couldn't get it. I didn't throw it far enough. No, come back, eagle. Come back. Oh, it's going quicker than me. I'm not going to catch it. I'm going to have to go around the other way. What's this? Who is this? Who is this guy standing? Is that like a scarecrow? Is that a scarecrow? I guess I could just, like, walk a bit closer to it to find out might be the best way to do this. I think it is. Has it got, like, an onion for a head? Oh, I've taken it over. Oh, okay. Oh, and it looks like there's a timer. I can hear ticking. And it looks like this is going to be how much time I have. Oh, I needed to long jump. I see. I was on the fence. I was like, can I make that jump? Do I need to long jump? Looks like I needed to long jump. Right. Okay, I know what I need to do now. No. I didn't get a checkpoint again. Okay, I don't need to cut ahead. It didn't take long for me to get back there. It's quite fun as well because I can just roll down all of the dunes. Let me kind of see if there's a checkpoint over there because if I'm going to keep falling in that goop, I'd rather start off a little bit closer over there. Is there one? I don't know if there is one actually down there, to be honest. I guess I'm not far away anyway. So let's go and roll my way down here. And then I can go into a jump off the ramp. That is awesome. And straight back down into a roll as well. Right, let's practice. So run, long jump. Run, long jump. That's what I need to do here. So let's go and set the cap off on this guy here. That's going to reveal where all of this stuff is. I'm assuming I won't make it in time to run around the outside. It's weird seeing Mario without his hat, to be honest. Right, and jump. Perfect. And again. And again. And no! It was the next one I messed up on. I thought I was running fast enough that I wouldn't need to long jump. Turns out that was a little bit of a mistake. I'll nail it though. This is going to impress you now. I probably will. It will impress you. I know you're thinking, Stampy, this is frustrating. Like, I could do this easy. You're rubbish. I know you're thinking that. But this next go is going to make up for all of my previous failings. You know what? The birds often kind of like point out secrets. Is there anything with this cactus? Is there? Oh, okay. There's a coin here. It looks like it's got like a thing on top of it. Oh, look at that. What is it? I am a cactus. I am a cactus. Can I like do anything? Do I have any power? I just bounce around as like this here. This is my favorite thing I've captured so far. Where's the mustache? I don't like it. Hasn't got a mustache. Don't appreciate that. So can I get something from here maybe? Oh, I need to ground pound this. There's a moon. There was a moon under the cat. I think I've made up for my failings just for finding that secret because that was pretty hidden, to be fair. I mean, I know there was birds there. I guess maybe birds kind of point out where a lot of like the secret stuff is going to be. Splendid. Looks like we've got enough power moons. We do have enough power moons, but I'm not ready to accept defeat on being able to make my way across here. Right, so looks like I need to long jump my way to all of the green ones, but the yellow ones are okay. So long jump and normal jump and long jump again just to be safe and normal jump. I was too slow. I thought I did that amazingly well. I thought I did well then. How could I do that? Like, I was like full speed straight away. I don't know how I do that any quicker. Let's have another go trying to get this bird though. Come here, bird. Come here. I gotta get you. I got it. Oh, can I didn't take it over though. I just made a moon appear over the goop. I can't even get it with the hat. I mean, I guess it might be worth just doing this. Like, as long as okay, I'm gonna die again. But I got the moon, so at least, you know, I'd rather trade, 10 coins or whatever it is for a moon? I think that is a good enough change. But anyway, let me cut ahead until my successful attempt to do those series of jumps fast enough. I got it! Only just, though. The timer was just about to run out when I was able to get it, though. Was that impressive, though? Did that make up? Can I jump across these? Oh, I'm just going to fail again, aren't I? Yeah! Oh, I made it. Can I ground pound these as well? I don't know if I want to, because I need to make the next jump now. Oh, no! Oh, so close to the edge! This is so terrifying! Why is this so terrifying for me, right? Ready to do it again? No! Oh, come on! That was my tippy toe! You can't penalize me! It was only my little tippy toe! I'm happy that I made those jumps, though. That was tricky! So, it seems like just kind of doing this just seems to be just like a quicker way to travel anyway. I was also really sneaky by, what I did is I was kind of like as far away from the scarecrow guy as I could be before I went. So rather than going up right next to him, I was kind of right as close to there as I could go. So if you are having trouble doing the same thing, then that's what I recommend doing. But there's a few more up here. So I think I might be able to wall jump up these. Can I wall jump up here? It's a little bit far away, isn't it? They're kind of just not lined up good enough for me to wall jump. I wonder if I could do that, like, fancy cappy jump in order to get up there somehow. I just wish they were, like, leaning a little bit. Like, these two are leaning closer together. Am I supposed to do something to make them lean close together? And then I'd be able to do it? I wonder if that is actually going to be the thing. I mean, what if I'd... Ooh! If I go, like... Jump, and then throw the... No, it's not going to happen, is it? not with my ability. And yeah, I'm not going to be able to get up there. Then look, there's another one all the way up here. There's another little kind of bus stop thing there as well for me to get around. And how am I supposed to get that one? I feel like I should have been able to ride that eagle. I feel like the way to get that one is to fly around on the eagle, but I wasn't able to do it. Oh, can I do the lizard? Oh, can I capture the lizard? Oh, no, it just turned into a coin for me. I guess I'm not going to moan about that. So the other thing is, of course, I explored like a lot of these areas before, but when I explored them, there was all of this ice everywhere because it was still really cold. But since then, the entire place has started to heat up quite a lot. And so a lot of the things that I couldn't do before have since melted away. And this guy seems to be in really, really big distress. What's wrong, sir? No, my beautiful sheep. The three of them escaped and now I'll never get them back. I did this before, but not for him though, didn't I? How many shepherds are there with sheep that have run away around here? Luckily, it looks like it's not gonna. I think I did it for this guy, didn't I? Or a very similar one. Oh no, I don't think it was in this same place. But let's go and help up this guy anyway, and that should be another power moon for me as well. So what I think I'm going to do then, seeing as I've spent quite a few episodes now in the Sand Kingdom, I think I'm about ready to venture off and explore to visit somewhere new. So what I think I'm going to do, and I think this is what I'm probably going to end up doing pretty much every time we get to a new kingdom or a new world, is I'm going to go and carry on just exploring the world kind of just by myself, just to get any extra hidden power moons that might be around the place. And then that way, I won't be falling behind on the power moons. I'll be able to get the new costumes. Also, this game's really, really fun, and it allows me to play it a bit more. So I'm going to do that, and then we'll start off the next episode with us traveling to a brand new world to discover somewhere completely new. So as always, I'll leave a link down in the description to that next episode when it's online. But for now, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!